I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Doing all right. Thanks for a few minutes of your time this afternoon. What a show to be a part of and to have your life and your soul laid bare with strangers and basically the general public of Australia. How emotionally exhausting was it? I mean, coming off last night's ep, but just the whole experience.
Yeah, it was a bit of an emotional time, I guess, watching that back last night. Obviously, I shared some things that I probably haven't spoken about publicly before, so it was pretty intense. I feel like I've got a little bit of a hangover today, actually. It feels a little funny. But, yeah, the whole show and the whole experience, I kind of probably didn't expect the intensity or the rawness that was expected when I signed up for it. But I think the great thing has been the way the public's received it, and yeah, all the feedback I've had has been really positive. So hopefully people got to see a little bit of a different side of me, a bit more of a real side. Mm. And maybe that's something some people could resonate with.
Do you feel that, I mean, as an athlete, you have trained and you've pushed your body to limits, but this is a whole nother level. Do you think that the physical exertion led to being so open and so vulnerable, or was there something else throughout the experience that really opened you up in that way?
It was probably the way that the directing staff, the SAS soldiers, kind of spoke to us in those interrogations. They were very open and honest with their own experiences and drew some parallels with their own lives. And I guess kind of the respect and the way that you viewed them throughout the show kind of opened you up a bit in terms of what you were willing to share. But yeah, you know, I think you were probably, particularly for mine, given it was so late in the show, I was in a particularly vulnerable space already. So I was probably ready to be opened up pretty easily. But I think the rapport that we built with those directing staff definitely helped.
Do you forget the cameras are there? Because it is a different style of reality. There is no interruption. There isn't a producer running in going, "That's great, guys. Can we do another take?" It is just you and the DS. Are you pushed and are you focused so hard that you just forget that it's being filmed, or are you aware that things are being caught on camera?
You forget when you're around the base camp, because it's all kind of stationary cameras that are pre-set up, so there's no cameramen or sound people or anything like that. And the same as when you go into those rooms for the interviews, you can't see any cameras or anything like that. So you forget a bit when that stuff is happening. But when you're out on a task, there's big crews of cameramen and sound people sort of hanging about. So you're pretty aware then. But, yeah, like in those interviews, it feels quite intimate between yourself and the directing staff because you can't see any cameras at the time.
Is there one task you are happy to never do again?
it's probably a long list, to be honest. probably the dropping out of the helicopter backwards, that very first thing we did.
Yep.
I thought I'd knocked myself out. I started swimming to what I thought was the surface, and I figured out that I was swimming down, not up. I came up from that. Yeah, I came up from that just seeing stars, and I was kind of seeing stars pretty much the whole day, even during the boxing challenge and stuff. I was still felt concussed, so I probably won't be rushing to do that again. But all the cold stuff as well, like I hated doing all that cold stuff, the swimming in the ice, the rolling around in snow, the jumping in water when it's snowing. Yeah, I won't be rushing back to doing any of that stuff.
What's the Olympic pool usually set at, temperature-wise?
The pool's usually about 26, 27 degrees.
Yeah, so it's definitely tropical conditions compared to what you've been through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually used to be a bit of a princess with training as well, and asked them to turn the pool temperature up to about 30 degrees. So I like my water really warm.
How did you guys find the dynamic change when you did start losing all those recruits towards the end? When you had someone like a Faraz leave, who you know, we can thank the joy of editing. You know, there's always two sides to every story. But when you've got some of those personalities, did you find the dynamics of the group changed?
Yeah, we probably got a little bit closer towards the end. There was always a little bit of a fear with Firas, and it probably wasn't expressed accurately enough on the show that we're always worried when we were around Firas that he was going to say something or do something that would get us punished.
Oh,
and not necessarily for me personally, but for a couple of the people that were sort of, you know, hanging on by the skin of their teeth those last few days or even the last week, they were living in constant fear that will the punishment that we get for Firas's behaviour be the thing that makes me quit? So there was always a bit of an uneasiness, and you don't see a lot of the mouthing off that he did, but sometimes, you know, when we're driving to challenges and stuff, he'd just make little comments. And I think me personally, I didn't really have any problems with Firas, but for some people, they just were quite nervous about what was going to happen as a result of his actions. So,
and I guess when you're only on a certain amount of calories a day as well, you're already pretty tender.
Yeah, I don't think, apart from that interview I did last night, I don't think I've talked for about the last 5 days because I just had nothing left. I had the personality of a cardboard box. I just was running on empty. So, it gets pretty quiet towards the end. Yeah,
absolutely. Finally, how's the body? Any lasting injuries? Are you still a little tender? Are you still making? Are you making noises when you sit down and stand up?
No, the body bounced back all right. Actually, I lost about 9 kilos.
Oh wow!
During filming, which was pretty intense. Yeah, I weighed myself. I actually weighed myself about 3-4 days after I came home. So it was probably more like 10-11 kilos that I lost. But that was pretty shocking to see. And we didn't have any mirrors or you know, showers or anything the whole time we're there. So the first time we came out and got to see ourselves in a mirror after 2 weeks was a pretty pretty shocking thing. Just the amount of weight that we'd lost. I looked like I'd been in a concentration camp by the end.
Wow.
I kind of had to be honest, but
yeah. Well, to put your hand up for this experience, and thank you for being so honest and open in this chat, but also throughout the show as well. It's a raw experience. It's like nothing else we've had on Australian television. And congratulations on taking part in this, because it was just amazing to watch. So, James, thanks so much for your time, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks for having me, and enjoy the last episode tonight.